Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth, this is TalkZone.com.
Prepare to be dazzled.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Feels like my eyes have been blown wide open.
MaxWorldLive.com.
6 minutes after the hour. Good morning. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com with Rooster McRoberts here on a Tuesday morning, the 9th day of June, my son-in-law's birthday. And so if you take the time, I'd like to give you his phone number and have you call him and wish him a happy birthday. Do you think he would enjoy that?
I personally do not give him. Okay. You sure he's going to like that?
I don't know.
He? Okay.
554-7607.
554.
Yeah, once you... Should we call? Well, we can't call him on our local line because it doesn't go over the national show. But for those of you listening out there, just do me a favor. His name is Steve, and he's my son-in-law. And I don't know how old he is today. I think he's 33, maybe 32. I think he is 32, 33. Now, what are you looking at me that way for? You think I should know exactly how old he is?
Yeah,
you
really should. Yeah, you should know how old your son-in-law is.
Well,
how many son-in-laws do you have, for crying out loud?
I have one.
Okay, this should be easy. One son-in-law, one age.
How old is your son-in-law?
He will be 30 this August.
You don't know which one I was talking about. You have two of them.
Okay, he will be 30 this August. The other one will be 33 next month.
And you even know the dates?
I don't know I don't know Sean's, but I do know Nathan's. His is the 22nd of August.
See, I'm my wife has got to remind me on birthdays. I am so bad at that, but thank God she does though, because I very rarely miss them. Does Mrs. McRobert send out cards and sign your name?
No. Well, yeah, sometimes she does. It's I'm not really that good at it. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm not that good at it. I should probably be better at keeping track of stuff like that.
Well, you know, with electronics and stuff like that, you can now.
There are actually services out there, I don't know if you're aware of this, that you can pay for, okay, and it's fairly nominal fees, where they will send out birthday, anniversary, Christmas, all the holiday cards to your list. You just supply them the list, and they just automatically take care of it for you. That way you don't... Kind of like having a private shopper, you know.
I know, but don't they know? Doesn't the person know that you didn't do it? I mean, doesn't that kind of take away from it?
I guess it probably would, but I think the other part of it is at least, at the very least, you thought of them. You took the time to put the thing together. Maybe that's the best. The old saying, I guess it's the thought that counts.
Why doesn't my Gmail do that? Something on the internet reminds me when I have a birthday coming up. But Steve's wasn't in there. What does that say? That's terrible, because that didn't come up on the internet.
Well, Gmail ain't working for you, is it? That's for sure.
No, I probably just didn't have Steve's in there. But anyway, local number 515-554-7607. Do me a favor out there. Just call my son-in-law, Steve, and wish him a happy birthday. Even if one of you do it, it'd be great. So Jeff and Grandpa and you guys out there on the chat room, I see you there. Do me a favor, just call and wish Steve a happy birthday. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and blame Mac, okay?
Sure, you can blame me.
Rooster didn't do this. This is Mac. I didn't do this.
I'll call your wife. I'll call all your kids on their birthdays. If you'll tell me, I'll call them.
Would you?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
I love
doing
that.
They get a kick out of that.
You know what I always do on somebody's birthday? And always? I think I can say 99.9% of the time. As a kid... When you were growing up,
yeah,
what always happened on your birthday? Always.
Always happened on my birthday.
You didn't always get a party, okay?
Okay.
You might not always have gotten a cake, because you might have got a cupcake, or you might have got something else special. You might have got a special meal, but you didn't always get a cake. You didn't always get a spanking. You didn't always get a present.
Well, that might be different on me, but okay. All right.
But what was something that always happened on your birthday? People sang to you. Somebody for always would sing a little bit of happy birthday to you. Happy
yeah,
birthday
somewhere
to you.
Somebody would do that.
Happy birthday, dear Steve. Happy birthday to you.
And embarrass me or something like that.
So yeah. I always sing to somebody. When I call Steve today and wish him a happy birthday, I will start the thing with singing to him. Now, I have to admit, I hope that I get voicemail.
Yeah.
But
it
doesn't matter. I always do that because everybody likes to have happy birthday sung to them. You'd enjoy it, wouldn't you?
No, not really.
Oh, come on.
I'm 50 years old, dude. 50 years of that is enough for me. I want the money. I want the gifts now.
Now you're just all about the money.
I've reversed from when you're a kid, it's like, oh, boy, gifts, gifts, gifts. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, it wasn't the singing back then either. Yeah, the singing was okay, maybe kind of, sort of, when you were really little. Then you got out of this where, yeah, I don't want anybody to, you didn't want anything. Now I'm back to, I'm like the kid again. Give me the stuff. I want stuff. I want more stuff. That's what I want.
It's my son-in-law Steve's birthday today, 554-7607. Give him a call. Jeff and Ames just called and said he's 35. Ooh, I missed that one, didn't I?
How did Jeff know that? Does Jeff know him?
No, Jeff just called him.
Oh, Jeff just called.
Yeah,
he just put it on.
He just put it on the chat. So happy birthday to my son-in-law Steve. And 35.
Happy birthday.
I had no idea. 35.
Man, you were way off.
I was. What did I say? 31, 32.
Yeah. Well, I think you might even said 33, but that's so sad.
Okay. Today we're talking about silly laws, and we've got a lot of silly laws to tell you about that'll put a smile on your face. But the conversation started out very seriously. And it started out in a subject that I hope no one's terribly uncomfortable discussing. But we started out with the things that you do in the privacy of your own home that, according to most city and state ordinances and county ordinances, that if somebody sees that from your window, guess what can happen? You can be arrested. You can be fined. And in the case of nudity or pornography, you can be put on the sex offenders list.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a case. My house that I built a few years ago, it's actually Mrs. Mack's house, has an incredible picture window. An incredible, I don't know how big it is, but it's huge. It's got to be, it's got to be at least 8 foot across, I would imagine, maybe 10 foot and 4 foot high. It's a huge single-pane glass window.
He lives in a flipping mansion.
No, I don't.
It's huge.
Now, during the three seasons of the year, spring, summer, and fall, the back of our property is completely tree-lined, so you can't see anything.
Okay.
But in the cold winter months of Iowa, when all the leaves drop off of the trees, my good neighbors, Court and his lovely wife, they can see through the trees into our window if they chose.
Okay.
Like, Court gets up early and likes to read, and I get up early, too. Now, you got to remember, in the winter, the sun doesn't come up till 7:15.
Right.
Court and I both get up 5:30. So it's not unusual for me to see him sitting in his chair reading. Now, we're probably, how far away? You've been to my house. How far away? Is that 100 yards?
Less than that.
Probably 50 yards?
50 yards. Probably.
All right, so it's not like they're 20 feet away.
No.
They're 50 yards. But I can see Corey. If he's got his blinds up, I can see him sitting there in his chair reading the book.
Sure.
And that is the same place that my wife sometimes will sit, because it's right in front of the fireplace. She'll sit and she'll watch some TV.
Sure.
If I would choose to stand in front of my window naked as a blue jay, okay, naked as a blue jay, and Court and his lovely wife saw me, they could call the police and have me arrested for public nudity, even though I'm in the privacy of my own home. You think that's right?
No, I really don't. I do think that neighbors must be neighbors. I do think that common sense and decency at that level is important. While it's okay for you to do that, and really, in my opinion, not by the law, okay, in my opinion, it's all right for you to do that, doesn't mean that you should do that, okay?
I shouldn't walk in my house without any clothes on?
If you know that there is the distinct possibility, I think it gets to a level of common sense. I do not agree with the law, okay? Don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say here. But, you know, there is good neighbor common sense. All right. You know, and I know in our heart of hearts, that most people are going to be offended by that. So having said that, let me get you to your biblical background here. Okay. You remember in the New Testament where people were saying, well, it's a sin for you to eat meat that's offered to idols. Do you remember that little section of the Bible?
Yes.
You actually read that. That's good. And I think it was Paul that said, he said, look, it's not a sin to eat meat that's offered to idols. However, if it offends your brother, okay, if it offends your neighbor, just don't do it, okay? Don't flaunt what you think is right just because you think it's right, okay? And I think it's a matter of common sense and decency where you step back and go, yeah, it'd probably be better to close the window. Yeah, I have a right. I have liberties, irregardless of the law. So it's a little bit of common sense too, and being neighborly. So no, I think for you to walk around, even if the law were changed, it'd be wrong for you to do that. I think you should close your blinds. I mean, for crying out loud, I don't want to go blind.
I don't have blinds.
Then whatever you do.
Well, but
you may not have anything, I guess. Maybe. Then that's where you get clothed in your bedroom, where you do have blinds potentially, or your bathroom, where you can close the door.
See, I just don't. I understand what you're saying, but I just think it's dead wrong. Now, I understand if somebody builds a house or stands in front of his window as an exhibitionist, you know, as a, what do they call those guys? The
flashers.
Flashers. That's not acceptable. But if I want to walk by my window with my naked little white Irish butt showing, I don't think that should be against the law. And I absolutely don't think I should be put on the sex offenders list.
I don't either, Mac. So in this one, we're not going to argue on. Okay, we're not going to argue on. But here's the real question. Not every flasher wears a trench coat, okay? I mean, there's some truth to that. Not every flasher, not every pedophile looks like what you've seen in the past. They've got the trench coat on and the funny picture where they're opening it in front of somebody. Not all of them are that way. Some of them are the type that would just parade in front of their picture window, knowing when kids are coming home from school and getting their jollies off of that. Okay, that's inappropriate behavior. That's wrong. Now, the problem is proving that and making them a pedophile. Here's the rub. How do you know that's really what their intention was? And two, should it be a law and should they be put on that sex offender list? No, I don't think so. No. That's like an 18-year-old... what is it, legal? 16? Is 16 legal age?
In the state of Iowa.
In the state, it was 16 years of age. And if a 20-year-old has, or 21-year-old has sex with a 16-year-old, that person be put on the pedophile list. I don't believe that's right. I don't think they should do that. They were basically two consenting legal individuals. They were legal. She was legal, he was legal. Either way you go,
right,
they should not go to jail. They should not be on the sex offender list. I think that's an egregious miscarry of justice.
20 minutes after the hour, let's take a break. When we come back, we're talking about some laws that are on the books that just don't seem to be fair. If you've got some, we'd sure like to hear from you. You can chat them to us at maxworldlive.com. You can email them to us at rooster@maxworldlive.com. Or you can call us at 1-888-463-6748. Either way, it's your voice we want to hear in maxworldlive.com.
This is Max World Live at maxworldlive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, and I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Max World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, and I couldn't do it without you here at maxworldlive.com.
Hey, Doug here, the Max World Live Tech Angel. Whether you're 8 or 80, I bet you look for information online first, right? You need to start marketing online. Create Wow Media works with companies to accelerate their online success by compressing the learning curve. You don't have time to learn the nuts and bolts of technology, but don't worry. Focus on what you're good at, and we'll do the same. Let Create Wow Media provide you the platform that engages potential clients and tells your story. CreateWowMedia.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clyde.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the Internet. TalkZone.com.
You know, opinions are like, well, you know, everybody's got one.
What did you just call me?
But I want to hear yours.
You talking to me?
Phone lines are open. 1-888. Go for it. It's MaxWorldLive.com.
23 minutes past the hour. 10:23. Good morning. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning. We appreciate you being there. If you haven't taken the time to check out our website, we'd sure appreciate it. It's maxworldlive.com. We'd really like some feedback on it. You know, it's kind of like a proud papa. You know, we think that our stuff don't smell, and we think that everything that we have is just top-notch, and we think that our website is the best, and perhaps it is and perhaps it's not. But I'd sure like to hear some feedback from you. Our tech angel, Doug, is always interested in hearing what people think about his work. And that would be his baby. That website is his baby. He's the one that built it. So take a look at it. It's got several pages. It's got lots of different items on it. It's got the tribe, which are regular guests in maxworldlive.com. It's got Des Moines Local Live, which is the rest of the 10 hours a day of programming that we have on this radio station. It has ways for you to contact us. It has our passion partner, which is a list of our clients. It has, well, it has a lots of different things, and we would appreciate if you just take the time to check it out. When you go there, you'll also be able to play and look at our four-camera HD system, which allows us to tune around and do different things. Here, I wanted to show you this, Rooster, if I can. We went, Mrs. Mack and I went to St. Louis over the weekend.
Right, right, right.
And even though we're not touristy type of, well, she is touristy type. I'm not.
You're not.
She wanted to go see one thing particular, and I wanted to go see one thing in particular. I wanted to see the Basilica. Have you ever been to the Basilica
in
St. Louis?
See, I think we got confused on that. Evidently, I have not been to it. So I thought I had been, but when we discussed it the other day, I guess maybe I hadn't. So
you're
tell
talking
me about
the, and you're going to see the building that you're talking about in the video that I'm about to show.
Yeah, yeah, it's across from the arch.
Yeah, the Basilica is not across from the arch at all. It's in another part of town, but it is an incredible Catholic church. 83,000 square feet, okay, not the church, but of walls and ceilings and stuff.
Oh, okay, okay.
And over 40 million little pieces of tile, because it's all mosaic.
All mosaic, okay.
It's incredible.
Okay.
But we didn't get any, I wanted to get some video there, but they were having a church service.
Oh, okay.
It was Saturday afternoon, the Catholics meet Saturday afternoon, so we didn't get a chance
They're
to meet.
They're a strange group, yes.
But we did get a chance to go to the arch, and it takes 3.5 minutes to get up the arch. Have you ever been in the Arch?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You feel like you're in a washing machine going
yeah,
up to
you
the
sit
top.
In this little teeny pod.
Yep.
And this thing goes up, and it only took about 3.5 minutes to get... No, it took 4 minutes to get up and 3.5 minutes to get back down. Obviously, it takes a little less to get back down.
Well, you were a little heavy.
I was not heavy. And sat in the pod with some nice people from Austin, Texas, who were traveling, a policeman and his wife, who's a teacher.
Oh, very cool.
But this is the video that we had that I took up there with my little flip cam. And let me see if I can get this on the air here for you. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, you're at the top there.
Yep, there's Mrs. Mack, and we're all the way at the top. Yeah, I just took it at the top. Yeah. Now, that's the building you thought you were in, right? Right there at the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not the Basilica. I'm not sure what that is.
I was confused on that. I'm not sure what that is. Yeah, there's another one down there. That's not it. That's
okay.
Not the one.
There's Busch Stadium, the brand-new Busch Stadium that they just built. And this is actually looking west out of the top of the tower, out of the arch. And it's just fascinating that this arch is. And the museum that they had at the bottom of it and everything.
Well, did you catch the part about who actually built that and provided the steel for that?
For Des Moinians,
we always remember Pittsburgh Des Moines Steel.
Yeah.
PDM did this.
Really?
Yes. Pittsburgh Des Moines Steel did this. Did the arch.
And
was the steel contractor.
Little windows that you have to look out at. It's almost like being in an airplane. It's kind of enclosed that way.
On a windy day, you actually can feel the movement.
We did.
Yeah,
we
you
did.
Actually can feel the movement.
Yep. And then this is looking east over the Missouri River, and there's a casino down there somewhere. And the water was a little high. You can see that the water was a little high there
mm-hmm.
on
Early
the east
spring.
Side of the river. And but we met some nice people and some kids. I think I've got a video shot here in just a second. Of some kids that were up there, and of course for the kids, it was just
a hoot, man.
Yeah, cool as heck.
I've taken both of my girls up there. I mean, it's a fun place. If you're a bit claustrophobic, it's you shouldn't be afraid.
There's Mrs. Mack there. She's getting ready to go out the window.
It's open. Yes, she said. Yes, 20 years. It's time to give it up.
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But here, I think I've got some shots of some little kids. Yeah, here are these little kids, and they're just—I'll tell you what—they're just having so much fun. And they just love looking out this window. They were all laying there up on the wall and taking a look. Here they are right there. And look at them. They're just absolutely fantasized about being up there. And they weren't scared at all. Now, there was a little kid down at the bottom who didn't want to go up.
Well, it's getting into the elevation system, which is. I mean, seriously, I kid folks. I say, did you get in the washing machine? It looks like you're getting in an oversized washing machine tub,
yeah.
or actually a dryer. Washer's not right. Dryer, you know, the front load dryer, because it's kind of rounded. And as you go up, I mean, just, you know, it's a level of expectation. You hear the click, click,
yep.
click, click,
yep.
click, click,
yep.
because it's the gears as it goes up, and it adjusts.
It's a conveyor.
It's exactly, and it keeps you level. Because remember, you are going up at an angle, all right?
Yep.
So it keeps you sitting up straight, even though you're going up on this arch to the top. And then you have to walk up some stairs, very, very, very few stairs. We didn't need to see that.
Sorry,
okay.
That's ugly.
Yeah, we didn't need to see that.
Anyway, that was my little flip cam of our trip up to the top of the arch. And even though I'm not a touristy guy, I'm one of those guys that likes to say, well, I've been there.
Sure.
And I'm 50 years old and never been to St. Louis and never been to the Arch.
Now, that's amazing to me.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you're a Midwest guy.
I know, but
okay? And that's still considered pretty much the Midwest.
Yeah, I know. I just don't like to travel. I just, 15 hours in the car. And let me tell you something. I-70, oh, my God. I-70 coming home on Sunday.
I told you.
Was bumper to bumper, literally bumper to bumper. And I like to fly. I mean, I like to drive. I take the time and the effort and save my money and invested my money in a car that if I have to go on a road trip, it can truck at about 95 to 105 and not think twice.
Missouri State Police, Iowa State Police.
Saw them all over the place.
It's a Jaguar maroon color.
Now, don't do that.
Fast Cat. FST.
Don't do that.
Go ahead. I'll be your witness.
I have 360-degree radar.
Yes, I know.
So I know when those babies are coming.
I know.
And you just pop on the brakes and you beat them every
time. We went
time.
To Chicago together, remember?
Oh, that's right. We took my car.
Yeah, we took your car
okay.
to Chicago.
All right. So anyway, that's our little tour of St. Louis, and I appreciate you letting me show that. All right, let's take a break when we come back. Silly laws. Like, do you know that in the city of New York, it is illegal to murder a Polack within the ancient city walls, but only if he is carrying a bow and arrow. Serious, dude.
Still on the books.
Serious. In Boulder, Colorado, it is illegal to kill a bird within the city limits and also to own a pet. The town citizens, legally speaking, are merely pet minders. You can't own the pet. You are just babysitting the pet. You are pet minders.
Unbelievable.
In the city of Boulder, if you went to somebody and said, oh, I own a dog, you would be illegal. Kind of like owning a person. You can't do that. You can't own a dog.
I think everybody's playing it.
Yeah, silly laws. We'll talk about them when we come back. Live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, every once in a while, a radio show comes along that offers both information and entertainment. A daily radio show that one moment makes you jump up and down and yell, finally! Someone who loves America as much as I do. And sometimes makes you want to throw your cell phone at the radio and yell, shut the up! Well, congratulations. You just found your next best friend on the air. Maxwell, starring Rooster McRoberts, a sensible, fine, upstanding American like Mac, and a hillbilly redneck like Rooster. Honestly, how do these boys do this show without killing each other? Oh, heavens. Is this the future of radio? Yep, and it's all here live for you at Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Great googly moogly.
Now, I'll warn you, listening to Max World Live may cause you to yell, scream, and throw objects at your radio. But have some fun doing it. And thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
The way to go is Hi-Low, the only name
When you hire a roofing and gutter company, you need to know who you're hiring. Haplo is the company to know because they do roofing, seamless gutters, siding, and windows. And pay after the completed job meets your satisfaction. Call 961-4370. Over a decade of installation projects in Iowa award Haplo a long list of references that can attest to their reputation. Call 961-4370. Today, Haplo Roofing, Seamless Gutters, and Siding and Windows has a large fleet of vehicles, trained professionals, and state-of-the-art equipment. Because of this, you'll receive a quick turnaround. 961-4370. Haplo carries extensive insurance coverage to protect both the customer and the company's employees. Call 961-4370 for an estimate today. That's 961-4370. Residential and commercial roofing, gutters, siding, and window. Haplo, the only name you need to know.
The way to go is Haplo, the only name you need to know.
Essential Bodywear Bra Doctors work at expos, fitness centers, spas, and clinics, as well as offices and homes. Essential Bodywear's goal is to make bra shopping fun and exciting with a high level of service that uplifts and supports women. There are less than 400 independent representatives in 42 states. With 85% of women wearing the wrong size and style bra, EBW Certified Bra Doctors have struck a chord with women throughout the country. Essential Bodywear offers a fantastic career plan, training, incentives, trips, and many great opportunities for growth and success. For more information on pursuing a career with Essential Bodywear Bra Doctor, please visit www.bradoctor911.com and click on the opportunities link. That's www.bradoctor911.com.
Here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Broad Doctor 911.
You found the best place for quality internet talk. Around the clock and around the world. TalkZone.com.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR. It's MaxWorldLive.com. 24 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back live at MaxWorldLive.com. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate it any time you drop by. Remember that we have a whole radio station that's developing here, now starting 8 in the morning until 8 at night. And it is called Des Moines Local Live, and you access it through MaxWorldLive.com. And if you're listening outside of our city and you say, well, why? I don't have any interest in what's going on in Des Moines. You know, not much of it is particularly about our community. I mean, it is about relationships. It is about people. I mean, Jonathan's Front Porch, which comes up here in about 20 minutes, is just about people.
Yeah, it's issues that affect everybody in any state, any community. I mean, people are people. I mean, we all have the same issues. Unemployment is not just here in our backyard. It's in everybody's backyard. Just making a living, getting by, taxes, all of that is everybody's problem, whether you live in California, New York, or Iowa. It doesn't make any difference. We have the same issues from state to state. Is there slight variations? Perhaps, but we're people. We got the same issues. We got family issues. We got religious issues. We got church issues. Lord knows I got a lot of those. But, I mean, we have those issues, and that's what we talk about on this. I mean, even just the Des Moines Local Live, that's what we're talking about. Day-to-day issues that everybody deals with.
Yeah, I was going to bring up for a minute, like on the Des Moines Local Live, some of the people that are a part of this. Of course, Elizabeth Need, who does the show in the morning.
8 to 9.
Jonathan's Front Porch, which comes then from 11 to 12:30. Then Michael Libby, who's really a smart guy.
Oh, yeah.
He does a show every day called Insight on Business, and I happen to be his guest today.
Oh, good deal.
So I'm not sure why. Weren't you his guest? No,
no, I was on Jonathan's guest last Friday.
How'd that work out? Because I didn't get to listen because I was traveling.
It was okay. Jonathan is the kind of, he likes to delve into a person's where they come from. I mean, where were you born? Where, I mean, what about your family? And I got to tell him stories about my dad's owning what was at the time, maybe would still be considered the largest nursing home in the United States, which was in called Waverly Hills in Louisville, Kentucky. And now there's a movie that was made about this particular hospital. It's called Death Tunnel. It's one of the 10 most haunted places in the world.
Really?
Yeah, it's very cool.
Still open?
Well, the hospital isn't open. It went out of business years after Dad sold or left, and in the early 70s it went out of business, went into disrepair. But then a businessman in Louisville bought it, he and his wife, and they've been running haunted houses out of a portion of it. It was originally, if you don't mind me saying so, originally at 1901, was built as the tuberculosis hospital.
Oh, really?
It sits up on a hill. They always used to call it the hill, Waverly Hills.
Where is this at?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
Louisville, Kentucky, set up on the hill overlooking what's called Dixie Highway. And anybody that's ever been through Louisville, Kentucky knows the name Dixie Highway. And it was set up on the hill specifically because it was a TB hospital. And doctors back in those days felt that fresh air would heal a tuberculosis patient. Now, they did all kinds of other things like take half of your lung out, and, I mean, they did some really, really scary surgeries. But real quick, the death tunnel is everybody that worked there had to walk up through this tunnel, which protected you from the elements, to the hospital on the top of the hill. And they would have all the supplies, and there was a rail in there. Along with the steps, there was a rail, small like a little rail system that carts would go up and down on it, and horses would draw them up and draw them down. And when patients would die, that's the way they would send the dead bodies down.
Ooh.
Is through the tunnel.
Ooh.
For the families or the funeral homes to collect the bodies.
Ooh.
Because nobody wanted to touch them, okay, because of tuberculosis. And hence the term death tunnel. The movie was, you know, whatever. It's like that. We were trying to remember the name of the movie, and I still can't remember where the kids are in the woods with the hand cameras, you know, video cameras.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
The witch.
Witch something.
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch deal. Yeah, it was supposed to be. That was the big hot movie.
Yeah.
Kind of a similar movie to that, where they had actually people that went in that are supposed to be ghost chasers, and they went to the top of the building, which it looks like the top of a boat, to be perfect, a square boat at that. Where you're inside, and then you walk out, and it's a patio all the way around the very top of the building, and that's where they would put all the tuberculosis patients out on chase lounges for them to sit out there for 4, 5, and 6 hours a day, winter, spring, summer, and fall, okay, so that they would be breathing in that clear, crisp air that was supposed to heal them. But yes, it's one of the 10 most haunted places. I think it's 10 most haunted places in the world. Is
and you told Jonathan that.
I told Jonathan that.
Well, and
he
then,
said he'd never go
after Insight on Business with Michael Libby, which ends at 2:00. Then from 2 to 4, we have all different kinds of hosts. For instance, today we have Robin Moyer with Rawforia Live, and then after that we have TheBeanWalker.com, and then after that we have Outdoor Pursuits with Thomas Allen. Then we hook back into some of our regular programming, which is Realization Nation, which is with Jason Kasu. Am I saying that right?
I believe so, yes.
He's very talented. I got to tell you something. He really knows his stuff.
Yep.
And then every night we wrap up our programming with a really good program, although the guy drives me crazy. It's On the L Edge, On the Liberal Edge, with Bruce Stone, and that's every Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 o'clock. And then there's all different kinds of programs throughout the week. Wednesday afternoons, we get into the main event with Amy Main and Jackie Jones. She's a personal counselor and does that. And then we also have Claire Selsey, who is a public relations princess, and she talks about that. The whole Megillah with Rabbi David Kaufman is on Thursday, along with Purple Matters.
Purple Matters.
With Dave Price, which is a political show. And then on Friday from 2 to 4, Jeff Gillespie comes in and does Cage Fighting Direct. So lots of interesting programs, lots of new people coming in to do programs on a regular basis. So if you get the time, you might just take the time and look at our website at MaxWorldLive.com. Take a look at some of the programming that we have and see if it isn't something you can fit into your day and maybe enjoy it. And thanks, Brad and Carol, for giving me that Blair Witch Project. I tried to remember that.
Blair Witch Project. That's it. Thank you.
Yep. We're finally going to come to some of our silly laws, and we'll do that when we come back. I'm J. Michael McCoy, starring Rooster McRoberts. This is MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, it's Doug, the Max World Live Tech Angel. If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and we enjoy coming to you every single day live from the heart of America, talking about the subjects that you're passionate about, talking about your family, and most importantly, listening to what you have to say. What you say on our radio program is the most important thing. That's why our phone lines are always open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Call in. Share what you're thinking. I may not agree, but your opinion matters to me, and I will respect what you have to say. You know, the other thing I respect are the advertisers, the sponsors, the underwriters who help make this program possible every day. I call them my passion partners because, like me, they're passionate about great local talk radio. So when you hear the advertisers, do me a favor. Go to their business or call them on the phone. Tell them thanks for sponsoring great local live talk radio, because that's what you'll hear every day. Brought to you by our passion partners right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
All the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Your opinion matters, and we want to hear it. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's Max World Live.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Amy Main was listening, and she says, and she's from St. Louis, and we were talking about the arch and Mrs. Max and my trip. My dad tells a story that the ride to St. Louis with the arch pieces, because they were, as you said, they were built here in Des Moines, mm-hmm. right over here in Clive at mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, Des Moines, that the arch pieces were supposed to only take a day to get from here to there. But guess what happened? The signposts at each bridge had to be cut off, and the oversized pieces had to be jacked. Then she comes back and says, jacked up and then lowered back down so they would not tip off the train. He brought only a lunchbox, and a ride ended up taking 2 days after all the extra work.
Really?
Just to get it down there.
It's amazing stories. I mean,
and this is by train, not by car. I was thinking this is by car or truck, but this is by train.
By train.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Did you also know? Not that we're here today talking about arch stuff, but did you also know that a big part of the civil rights movement was a part of building the arch, because the company that originally was contracted to build the arch was accused of not hiring black people and accused of being racist. So they switched the contractor to a minority-owned construction company, a black-owned construction company. Martin Luther King himself showed up there. They did a lot of picketing throughout the country for civil rights, and a lot of the civil rights movement in St. Louis, the civil rights movement in St. Louis started with the building of the arch in 19, I think it was 61, something
early,
like that.
Early 60s, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, early 60s.
All right, we're kind of talking about stupid laws, and we got a whole bunch of them. Did you know that in Florida, unmarried women who parachute on Sundays can be jailed?
Unmarried women who parachute
yep.
on Sundays
yep.
can be jailed.
Yep.
And I hesitate to ask the question. I really do, but I have to. Why was that a law? Do you have any idea?
Well, you know, because it's parachuting, it obviously was a law that had to be made since 1940, right? I mean, it couldn't be one of those, the 1800s type of law.
Is it a Sunday thing? Is it a Sunday thing?
It could be like a religious Sunday thing, because if here's one. Now did you know this? In Kentucky, because you know Kentucky,
right?
It is illegal to carry a concealed weapon more than 6 feet long. Now my question is: does that mean that if you carry the weapon and it's not concealed, you're legal?
Obviously, that's what it means, but it can't be over 6 feet long.
Yeah, in Kentucky, it is illegal to carry a concealed weapon more than 6 feet long.
I'm assuming that is an old law back in the days of the Kentucky long rifles, because those were all Kentucky long rifles could be about 6 foot or longer.
So you could carry them, but you just couldn't show. You had to carry them outside. You couldn't carry them concealed.
Couldn't carry them concealed.
All right, here's a good one for you.
Doesn't make any sense.
In Vermont, now obviously this is an old, this goes probably back to the 17 or 1800s.
Right.
In Vermont, women must obtain written permission from their husbands to wear false teeth. Now, can you imagine where that law came from? Some woman went out and got false teeth without her husband's permission, and he got so pissed off he made a law about it.
I'm betting. We're not going to take that subject anywhere in that direction.
In the city of, in the state of Delaware, Welshmen are banned from entering the city before sunrise and staying after sunset.
Welshmen.
Just Welshmen. W-E-L-A-S-H-M-E-N. Welshmen.
Welshmen must have been crazy dudes back in those days.
They must
days.
Not have liked them over there in Delaware.
Or maybe it was something to do with, maybe they were vampires or something. They started sucking people's blood.
I've been picked up for drunk driving, and it's something I'm not proud of. The good thing about it is I really learned a lesson.
Right.
And after that day in 19, whenever it was, I have never driven an automobile again, having any type of alcohol at all. I don't even have one beer or one glass of wine or anything, because I figured out the only way to make sure you never get busted for drunken driving is to never drink while you're driving, or never drive when you've been drinking.
Right.
In San Salvador, and by the way, the I don't know if you've ever been busted for DUI, but it's not a pleasant experience. When you're in the position I'm in the public, of course, it was front page news.
Absolutely.
My blessed friend, Rob Borsellino, who I miss so much.
Yeah.
I really miss that guy. But he just tore me a new one in the newspaper when that happened. Very embarrassing for my wife and family. Learned a great lesson, though.
Well, sure.
Because I was a guy that every once in a while, you know, we own nightclubs and bars and restaurants, and I'd go home and I'd have too many, and I just got lucky. But anyway, I should be thankful I live in Iowa, because in San Salvador, Rooster, drunk drivers will be punished by death in front of a firing squad. Seriously.
In San Salvador.
In San Salvador.
They put you up against the wall,
yep,
and say, ready, aim, fire.
Yep. That's in San Salvador. Well, hey, let's face it. You're probably not going to be drinking in San Salvador when you're behind the wheel.
Trust me, I'm not even going there, okay? I mean, for heaven's sakes. And I love to travel, but that's scary.
All right. In London, it is illegal to flag down a taxi if you have the plague.
Well, duh.
In the Bahamas, a male doctor may legally examine a woman's genitals, but is forbidden from looking directly at them during the examination. Therefore, he can only do it through the reflection in a mirror. In the Bahamas, a male doctor may legally examine a woman's genitals,
whatever,
but is forbidden from looking directly at them during the examination. He may only see their reflection in a mirror.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, these are silly laws. In Indonesia, the penalty for masturbation is decapitation.
I assume that they consider that sexual deviancy. Is that the reason, perhaps?
I guess. In Miami, Florida, it is illegal to skateboard in a police station. Now, again, what in the hell happened that they had to come up with that law? In Miami, Florida, it is illegal to skateboard in a police station. No kidding.
Yeah. What dumbass.
It should be illegal to skateboard anywhere inside.
Yeah, exactly.
In France.
Now, wait a second. Going back to that law, how stupid is it that those legislators had to expend those folks' tax dollars to pass that law? And I'll bet you they wrangled over that for days. I'll bet you they did. Bunch of dumb politicians. Go ahead.
This is funny. Now, here's another example of why we live in a great country. You know, we bitch and moan and complain all the time about the country we live in. But here's a stupid law. In France, it is forbidden to call your pig Napoleon.
In France, because it would be disrespectful, I suspect.
Well, but the guy's been dead 300 years.
Yeah, and take the law off the books.
Can you imagine if you named your pig Obama in America, and for that you were given a ticket, or it was illegal?
That would be funny. Oh, I got one. Listen to this. This is in Iowa, by the way. One-armed piano players must perform for free.
Seriously?
I'm serious. No. Here's the other one. A man with a mustache may never kiss a woman in public.
Really? Well, you and I'd never be able to kiss our spouses.
We're dead. Well, but here's the other one. Kisses may last for no more than 5 minutes.
Kisses may last for no more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Now, does this sound like an oxymoron to you? Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Tanning bed facilities must warn of the risk of getting a sunburn. Now, tell me how stupid this is. Well, duh, yeah, got big old lamps, and you're supposed to get darker, and you stay in there too long, you think you might get burnt? I suspect that could happen. But see, once again, it adheres to my theory that God loves stupid people, otherwise he wouldn't have created so many.
We are thankful that you took the time to listen to us today. You can hear us anytime you want. It's called MaxWorldLive.com, and it is at MaxWorldLive.com. And we appreciate you taking the time. As always, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clive.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio, but I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Your paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.